President Bush and President Kagame discussed a host of regional issues, from peacekeeping in southern Sudan and violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo to helping bring elections to Burundi. On all, the Rwandan leader says, Mr. Bush vowed to continue his engagement in African affairs.
We requested the president to use his powers to help Africa in the different ways, in the socio-economic development, in the ensuring that there is peace and security, not only in our region, but also on the whole continent. And the president is very supportive of that.
The two presidents also discussed the possible return to Rwanda of ethnic Hutu involved in the country's 1994 genocide of ethnic minority Tutsi. Many of those responsible for that violence fled to what was then Zaire and continued to destabilize the provinces of North and South Kivu. Now, some of those former fighters say they're renouncing violence, condemning genocide, and are ready to return home. Bush administration officials this week welcomed that declaration, urging rebels to demonstrate their commitment to peace by turning over all weapons to UN monitors in Congo and proceed without delay to organize their return to Rwanda. President Kagame, who led a Tutsi rebellion to stop the genocide, says those former adversaries will be welcomed home.
They made the wrong choice of staying in the bushes in the Congo, and Ari Aron made the wrong choice of associating themselves with the ideology of genocide. And we did talk about their offer to disarm and return home, and we will facilitate that.
Ending insecurity in eastern Congo is the biggest reason given by Rwanda, Burundi, and Uganda for involving themselves in two civil wars in Congo in the last 10 years. Scott Stearns, VOA News, at the White House.